Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, I got a really, really good collection of audio for Audio Cut of the Day coming up from Oregon and some crazy gender nonsense that happened in a class that's not too far off from where my daughter is. She's in fifth grade. This was a sixth grader. We'll get to that here in just a second. Let's welcome Nick Schroer, Missouri State Senator, into the fold this afternoon to talk about MoDOT and their failures and maybe some other things. Hello, Senator. How are you?
I am wonderful out here in the great state of Texas, and it seems that they are able to deal with the weather a hell of a lot better than Missouri does.
Before we get into that, a couple of very important questions here. First and foremost, very important, did you get a deer in Howard County where we both hunt?
No, I did not.
I didn't either, dude.
There are,
man, I didn't either.
I saw a couple that, you know, with 6-8 pointers. I had some family members up there hunting, and I was trying to direct them over to them. But, yeah, it wasn't good weather.
I had an 8-point walk right in front of me at 15 yards at 6:20 on Sunday morning. It was probably technically before shooting time, and he just wasn't quite big enough. I'm not saying I might not have taken that shot, but I mean, he was right there, and I saw a bunch of does. It just no antlers, so that was a little bit of a fail for me, which has become rather a pattern in Howard County, unfortunately. Okay, before we get to MoDOT, the other thing is you guys are pre-filing bills in Jeff City right now, and I've actually pre-filed a bill, and this bill is to request that Nick Schroer stops turning us down for being on the Reardon Roundtable, because the hell, dude, we've been trying to get you on for like 2 months.
I know. It is. I'm out here accepting an award. All my meetings, my legal meetings, are moving to Fridays, so we're going to do it. Or how about this? How about you guys come to the Capitol when session starts?
We will do that.
That wouldn't work for a Friday, but let's do it anyway.
No, we're going to do that, because when I came down in February, you might remember, Steve kind of gave me a tour. It was a day that was a holiday, so nobody was really around, but I did get to see you, and I saw your studio, and yeah, we're going to have to do that, so that will be
let's
fun.
Do it.
But let's talk about this snowstorm, because obviously this is another one of those situations, and I was very confused, because just to give you my example from when I came in the other day, I'm on Gravois, it was fine. I get to 270, it was fine. Then I get to 44, and it was snow covered and a mess. And then, you know, the afternoon did not go very well. Sue Thomas will tell you that. But you popped off pretty good on social media on MoDOT over all this, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of it. It's been something that progressively is getting worse, and MoDOT's continuing to get more and more money. Now they have full autonomy over how they spend that money. In 2023, the Supreme Court said, no, however the money comes in, it doesn't matter if strings are attached to it. Once the money's in MoDOT's possession, they can spend it however they want. And we heard for years that, okay, now we can finally get more people. We can give them raises. And it has not worked. And people are at risk. I saw the other day when I was on 64, I was on 364, D, double D, almost every road in St. Charles County, that MoDOT had the capabilities and were in charge of clearing. They didn't do. They didn't pre-treat. And I know a lot of people are saying that the storm came earlier. Well, the technology that I have, going on Facebook and finding Hyperlocal Extreme, or listening to 97.1 and hearing you guys saying that the storm's coming heck of a lot earlier, I know MoDOT's got that technology and better, and they sat on their hands. Even if the storm didn't come in, Why wasn't the road treated? Why wasn't it pre-treated? A lot of these questions that we're asking now, we ask every single year. And when I saw more than a dozen wrecks, more than a dozen people crashing into medians, rolling off the roads, something needs to change, because these are Missourians that are paying taxes to make sure that our roads are clean, and it's not happening. So I'm going to file two different bills. I know there's about five different approaches. I've talked to colleagues down here at this legislative meeting that I'm at. This is something that is a bipartisan issue, and we ultimately need to make a change now.
So what would the bills actually, you know, address specifically?
So one of them, like I just mentioned, how 2023, the Missouri Supreme Court said, like the Department of Conservation, once money's allocated to them, no matter what strings are attached, if you say, you know, there's a sound wall that needs to be put up off of 364 in a community once 364 was expanded, if we put into law right now that $1 million has to be used for that, they can take that $1 million and spend it on a Christmas party if they want to. So taking the power back, letting the voters have a choice in changing our Constitution to say that the legislature is in charge of where the money goes and how it's spent. That's number one. But number two, getting rid of this immunity that MoDOT has. I mean, the ultimate thing that's going to get them off of their butts and start working is, look, if you're negligent in cleaning our roads, filling potholes and things of that nature, getting snow and ice off the road, and somebody dies, you can be sued pursuant to our Seventh Amendment. So that's going to be another one, removing qualified immunity. Now, some of the other things that I'm not filing yet, but we're talking about, is maybe instead of paying MoDOT, how about we start funding the cities who are able to do this a heck of a lot better than MoDOT does, or better yet, privatize this?
Well, I think I'd be in favor of that for sure. But you're right about one thing. It does keep happening. And, you know, in this storm in particular, to your point, we all knew that it was going to start snowing early, right? I mean, I'm watching all morning because I knew I had to come into work. And then it was kind of amazing, because I'll use this example. When this is another topic altogether, Nick, but I have a road closing issue by my home that's gotten to be a big pain in the ass. So I have to go out where I usually would go to 141, right where 44 is. I have to go out to Gravois, right? The St. Louis County line is about literally a mile, maybe a mile and a half from my house. So as I'm driving on the part of road that St. Louis County, that they're responsible for, it was perfect. There was no, and this was 1 o'clock on Monday, right? Then I get to the Jeffco part. Wasn't so perfect, right? It was different. It wasn't terrible. But again, I get onto Gravois, it's fine. I get onto 270, it's fine. I get onto 44, it is a mess, like a mess.
Yep.
And cars are off in the ditches. And I'm thinking, what in the hell happened here? Well, I think what happened is those other roads were treated and that one wasn't.
That's exactly it. You know, I hate homeowners associations with a passion, but it's very telling when all of the subdivisions that I drove by, they were clean. When I drove on O'Fallon's roads, Lake St. Louis, Darden Prairie, Weldon Spring, all of these cities in St. Charles County, the roads that I ultimately, after 5 hours, had to take to make a crazy roundabout way to get home, get my girls home, that was the way I had to go, because the cities were able to do it in a better, more efficient manner. And they responded to taxpayers because they know they're beholden to them. MoDOT, on the other hand, they're not beholden to anybody pursuant to that 2023 case that we have to put on the ballot and have voters, you know, have their opinions and change the Constitution to say we need more oversight on MoDOT, because every single highway and every single road, D, double D, 94, 70, 64, all of them were trash. They weren't treated. And I tell you this, and I'm not exaggerating, the entire time that I was out, and I was out in your neck of the woods working with Jim Avery out on Gravois that morning, I didn't see a single MoDOT truck, a salt truck, MoDOT plow. What I did see, or about a dozen of the different cities that I just mentioned, their cars reacting to the storm.
Has there been a reaction at all in the last couple of days from MoDOT leadership?
MoDOT leadership, no. I get the same reaction that I did when we try to get a little bit of funding put into the budget specifically for a sound wall on 364, a community that is just living in a rock concert every single day with cars driving by. And MoDOT's like, no, I don't care if you put the money in. We can spend it on whatever we want. There's no reaction from them. There's no pushback. And I even reached out to Governor Kehoe. I said, Governor Kehoe, you're doing a great job. You're working on crime. You're working on making Missouri better. This is not a reflection upon you. This is a reflection upon an out-of-control bureaucratic agency that has no oversight whatsoever. So let's work together. Let's find a way to actually make these streets safer, these highways safer, when people have a dusting, you know, 2 inches that we used to think nothing of back when, you know, you and I were growing up. We used to, I sound like my grandpa now. I remember walking to school in 8 inches
uphill.
Because they're like, no.
Both ways. Yeah up, both no, ways. I get it. I get both it for ways. Sure. No, but look, this one was inexcusable. It really was. And there were people, I heard stories of people in their cars for like 3-4 hours the other day.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, I saw it. I posted a lot of pictures from constituents because I had my girls. I couldn't get my phone out and take the pictures. I saw many cars jackknifing. I saw one guy just on 64 in a black Challenger. Maybe he's listening. He kind of circled around, hit the median. A lot of people were stranded off of 94D and Double D. And on my feed, on my Facebook feed, a lot of people are sounding off. And it's not just Republicans. There's Democrats, people that have, you know, their main picture is Kamala Harris. And they're agreeing with me that something needs to be done. But somebody commented that they lost a family member in this storm, that, you know, they ran off the road and were ultimately killed. And this is why we got to get serious. It's not just, you know, political, earning political points or an election year. I've heard several people trying to defend MoDOT say, no, it's election year for you guys, so that's why you want to do something. No, we want to do something because it's a waste of taxpayer dollars and people keep putting their lives at risk, their property at risk every single year. And we're continuing to fund MoDOT, who's doing nothing.
Well, and like you said, this should be, and it is a bipartisan issue. It shouldn't really be a Democrat-Republican issue. One thing I will say, just as an addendum here, just because I mention this often during snowstorms, this, Nick, takes nothing away from your points or what you're trying to achieve here, but I did get an email from a listener named Keith that said, I've been listening to your show for about 15 years. God bless him for putting up with me for that long. I guess I want to give a little bit of advice to drivers out there in St. Louis, and I'm not trying to be rude. Please don't take this the wrong way. But before you go out and buy out a $1,000 cell phone, a $500 wig job, some press-on nails, some designer jeans, please buy some new tires. It's real simple. If you got Bologna skins, you're not going anywhere, which is, I think, accurate. I was preaching that on Monday because a lot of people cheap out on the tires. They don't get the tires replaced, and they're slipping and sliding. So,
well, I'd say the tires, all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, because you know the weather is going to get bad. And please, please learn how to drive in this weather. I you know, commented a couple months ago when a little snowstorm came in, just a little dusting, and people were driving like knuckleheads. Like, I don't know if you need to require them to go back into the driver's ed again, but don't drive 40 miles an hour on an icy bridge. It just goes without saying.
Sometimes it's just common sense, right? Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll never see you on a Friday, I guess, is what I'm hearing. But great to hook up with you this afternoon. All right, Nick?
Hey, let's go get some deer. Let's go get some deer with Addles.
We'll do it. Senator Nick Schorr.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.